Supreme Court tariff ruling, and its potential impact on Trump's State of the Union, the Supreme Court has issued a decision on tariffs that could significantly influence former President Donald Trump's messaging in his upcoming State of the Union speech. The ruling addresses the scope of presidential authority to impose tariffs, particularly in cases involving national security and trade policy. Trump, who has long championed aggressive tariff measures as a tool for economic protectionism and leverage in international negotiations, may use the decision to bolster his argument that strong executive action on trade is essential for safeguarding American industries and jobs. The court's decision clarifies the legal boundaries of the president's ability to enact tariffs without congressional approval, a point of contention during Trump's previous administration, when his unilateral tariff actions, especially against China, sparked both support and criticism. Depending on how the ruling is framed, it could either validate Trump's past approach or highlight the limitations of executive trade powers, giving him grounds to call for new legislative measures or reforms. This development is likely to feature prominently in Trump's State of the Union address, where he can connect the decision to his broader themes of economic nationalism, manufacturing revival, and America First trade policies. The ruling provides an opportunity for him to argue that strong, decisive executive authority is vital to countering foreign economic threats, potentially energizing his political base and shaping the narrative of his 2026 agenda.